This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in New York City for a meeting of the United Nations General Assembly, where he's asked by reporters about the latest allegations against his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. A second woman is now making allegations of sexual misconduct back in the early 80s. President Trump tells reporters,
"People have come out of the woodwork from 36 years ago and 30 years ago and never mentioned it. All of a sudden it happens. In my opinion, it's totally political."
In a statement, Kavanaugh strongly denies the woman's allegations that he exposed himself to her when they were at a party at Yale in the early 80s. President Trump says a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may happen soon. The president this morning citing tremendous progress in talks with the North towards denuclearizing the peninsula. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A sentencing hearing is underway at a suburban Philadelphia courthouse for Bill Cosby, who will be sentenced in his sexual assault case. Upon his arrival this morning, the 81-year-old was greeted by some angry protesters who were yelling at him as he walked inside. He was found guilty in April of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his home in 2004. Iran blaming the U.S. for an attack on a military parade.
At least 25 people killed in Iran during an attack on a military parade, the country blaming the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacts.
"We want Iran to stop being the world's largest state sponsor of terror."
The Secretary of State, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
"When you have a security incident at home, blaming others is an enormous mistake. And the loss of innocent lives is tragic."
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
South Carolina emergency officials are telling thousands of people in and around the city of Georgetown to get out before floodwaters sweep over that area. As many as 8,000 people in the community midway between Charleston and Myrtle Beach could be in danger. Researchers at Yale University have found the average number of illegal immigrants in the U.S. could total over 22 million, about twice as high as the formerly accepted statistic. Here's John Clemens with more.
Speaking on the program, Yale Insights, researcher Dr. Edward Kaplan of the School of Management said they tried to use a conservative estimate of the number of illegal immigrants.
"We have a conservative estimate that says the number is at least 16.7 million.
So they used mathematical modeling on a range of demographic and immigration operations data to come up with a better estimate of 22 million.
On average, we're estimating something like 22 million undocumented immigrants in the United States."
I'm John Clemens.
And Democrats are holding a 12-point advantage over Republicans 6 weeks before the midterm elections. According to a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, it finds 52% of registered voters surveyed say they prefer a Congress controlled by Democrats, while 40% want Republicans to maintain control of Congress. That 12-point lead for the Democrats is the highest of this election cycle in that survey. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And guess who is back with us? Good to be talking with Eric Almirola here, NASCAR driver and sports analyst Marty Smith, live from Stuart Haas Racing headquarters in North Carolina. I just feel like the engine should be revving up right now. Whether on or off the track, there's one thing these two have in common beyond their love of racing, and that's their appreciation for bacon. Maybe you share that too. Eric and Marty are here to tell us what they've been up to and how you can have the chance to get bacon for life. I'm not kidding. Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, hey, Eric, let's start with you. How has this racing season been, and how are you prepping for the remaining upcoming races?
Well, it's been a great season for me. I'm going on 7 years driving full-time in the Cup Series, and all 7 of those years been representing Smithfield, and it's been such an honor. But this year, being with Stuart Haas Racing, just going to the racetrack every week with cars that are really fast and having chances to win races, and it's been a lot of fun. We're in the playoffs. We're two races into the playoffs, and we're currently 6 in the points. So it's been a lot of fun. And I feel good about these next 8 weeks coming up. And for me, it's about just execution and having good days on race day. And hell, I even start my race day with eating a good breakfast, and usually there's bacon.
You got to have bacon. I mean, I can smell it from here. Eric, come
you
on.
We have a pile of bacon, Bill.
Hey,
we got a pile of bacon in front of us. It looks like Mount Rushmore.
Oh,
it's
Lord.
It's getting smaller between each interview, though.
I can understand. Well, thank goodness I'm not there with you. It would really get small quick, I'm telling you. So we're in number 6, playoffs underway here, and we need more bacon in the tank here. Tell us more.
Well, Bill, you can go to smithfield.com/bacon for life for the opportunity to win bacon for life. And, I mean, for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of your days, Bill, you can win bacon for life from Smithfield. And that's what Eric and I are here doing today. We're discussing this program. And you can go to your local grocery store and look for specially marked packages of Smithfield bacon for the details of how to win. And Eric and I are going to be fighting over that for the next couple months here. I've already entered the win.
Well, so, yeah, why not? Why would you delay? I mean, bacon for life? I mean, what are you thinking here? We got to get in it right away. And if not, we got to get to know somebody, because if somebody else has bacon for life, guess what? We're going to have we're having breakfast at their house.
That's right. Bill, I went man on the street recently, and I ran into people, and I just grabbed people on the street, and I asked them, what would you guys do if you won bacon for life? How would you react? And what would you do with it? And people said everything from they would create bacon perfume. They might make a scarf out of bacon. One lady said she might just go, you remember that meat dress that Lady Gaga wore?
Yes, right. Uh-huh.
Bacon dress?
Uh-huh.
So if you want bacon for life, Bill, what might you do?
Well, you know, that is really a good question. But, because I'm a party guy, I'd have you guys over. I'd have everybody over. We would do bacon breakfast to, ring up the band. I mean, because I'd have people from all over the place. You know,
I might be able to make a bacon flute.
Well, yeah, the other deal too, we could do, Marty, I'm telling you, we got to have a bacon off, and see who does the best bacon.
See, that's, you know, where you and I that's where you and I differ, Bill. I'm not sharing my bacon.
You know,
I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not doing it. So.
Well,
if I win bacon for life, it's going to feed me and my family.
Eric, I'll tell you what. I win bacon for life. You and the family, you can come over. We can hang. We'll make it happen. Plus, you know, hey, Marty, you got to ask people, you know, or Eric, maybe you found this out as well. Now, what is it with bacon? I mean, people like it in all kinds of ways. You know, some like it really crispy. I kind of like mine regular. You know, I don't like it overdone. So, you like yours totally dead? Like bacon jerky? Is that what you like?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. I like it real crispy. And here's the thing about bacon. Bacon is the universal food.
Mm-hmm.
You can do so much with bacon. I mean, you can just eat it by itself. You can eat it by itself.
Yeah.
Or you put it on a BLT. You can put it
yes.
on anything. I mean, you can wrap melon balls with it. I mean, you can wrap your meatloaf with it. You can put
melon,
it in a Bloody Mary.
Wait. I'm still getting over melon balls here. Melon balls and bacon?
Yes, it's a big victory, Bill. You should try it. Trust me.
Avocado
it will change your life. I mean, you can be healthy. Avocado toast, a little bacon on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can work with that one. God, you guys have some great ideas. Now, let's get back on. Okay, I know. I appreciate you.
We're trying to give you ideas to do with all of this bacon that you're going to win.
When you have bacon for life, that's what you need. You need all kinds of ideas, right?
Right.
I mean, we already talked about bacon dresses. We got all kinds of different mixtures and how you can bring bacon into play here, and whether you want to just keep it for the family or share it with people and be a good neighbor and have lots of neighbors over. I mean, because when that bacon is smelling, what is it about bacon? You can smell it forever.
You can actually, I drove up to the shop this morning at Stewart House Racing. When I turned in the parking lot, I could smell the bacon that they were cooking. And you can't see it because you're on radio, but
I can
people,
see,
that,
I can
people
imagine
that talk to us on video later, they're going to be able to see. We literally have a probably plate with 4 or 5 pounds of bacon on it.
Bill, you can make a mattress. Like, I mean, I know all that radio that you're doing.
Yeah,
10 straight minutes of live radio is serious stuff.
Yeah.
So if you needed a nap, you could make a pillow and a mattress out of your bacon for life and just take a little nap.
Yeah, and I'd be eating my pillow while I'm sleeping.
Maybe make a cot, like one of those rollaway beds they have in the hotel.
Well,
first thing you got to do, Bill, is you can't win unless you enter. So
yes.
The most important thing that you do, Bill, is go to smithfield.com/bacon for life. And you have to go to your local grocery store first and buy one of these specialty marked packages of Smithfield bacon.
Okay.
And inside the package, there's a special code, a very unique code to that package. And you enter that code, and that code, when you enter it online, will tell you what you've won. So you're either going to win bacon for life, or there's a lot of other prizes. There's a bacon bicycle we talked about.
Yes.
Cornhole board.
Eric and I are both avid cyclists. We'd like to win that bacon bike.
I bet, huh? Could you... A bacon bike, could you imagine? Well, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about getting hungry on the road if you had a bacon bike.
No, Bill, you're proud of yourself. Bill, you're on your A game today. You're the boy.
Well, you know, hey, I got you two around. I can't, you know, I can't slack off here. You know, you guys are too sharp for me. Hey, Marty.
We just set a high standard, Bill.
Yeah
what's up, man?
Hey, real quick here, just to kind of wrap things up here, because we're getting down to the end of it. You know, this racing season, you guys are over there at the Stewart Haas Racing headquarters in North Carolina. First of all, you know, our prayers continue for the Carolinas for what they've been enduring with the hurricanes there. And I take it you guys are far enough away from it that you're not impacted, right?
That's correct. But it impacts everybody. We're a community, and we care about the people, not only that live here in our state, but the people that we touch their lives every day. Marty flies all over the country doing stuff with college football and a lot of other things, and I travel around the country going racing, and as just human beings, we care about people, and we want to make sure that that people are taken care of. So we think about those people that are affected by a hurricane every day, and here in Stewart Haas Racing and in the Mooresville, Lake Norman area, things are okay. We just got a little bit of rain.
Yeah. Well, we got to wrap it up. NASCAR driver Eric Almirola and sports analyst Marty Smith have been with us live from Stewart Haas Racing headquarters again. Remind everybody where they go to register, sign up, and win bacon for life.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. Go to smithfield.com/bacon for life. You can win bacon for life. You guys heard that right. For the rest of your life, it's your bacon. from September 1st through December 31st. It's really easy to enter. There's specially marked packages of Smithfield bacon in your local grocery store. Take the unique code from inside the pack, enter that, and you got a chance to win bacon for life, Bill.
Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Thanks,
have a good one. All right. Bye.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
And we're going to get into this right away because we've got so much ground to cover and so little time, as they say. Pastor John Hagee joins us, New York Times best-selling author. His just-released book, Earth's Last Empire, The Final Game of Thrones. Pastor Hagee, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. It's a pleasure to hear your voice again.
Well, always great to hear yours, Pastor Hagee, and we've got to talk about something very important. As you say, although we live in the information age, we're the most uninformed generation in history regarding God's plan for the future, when almost one-fourth of the Bible was prophetic at the time it was written. It certainly benefits us to study it. Everything I've written, this is you writing, in the past has led to this culmination of truth from the prophetic scriptures in Earth's last empire.
Yes, indeed. People would be amazed to know how absolutely accurate Bible prophecy happens to be. It is not guesswork. It is the sovereign plan of God that has very clearly been written in the Word of God. As you said, 25% of the Bible when written was prophetic in nature, and many of those prophecies have come true with such shocking accuracy that it can no longer be a matter of doubt as to whether Bible prophecy is accurate or not. It's a matter of whether you have the courage to embrace the truth that it presents.
Well, what other God, Pastor, has said beforehand things were going to happen? We know God says very clearly He knows the end from the beginning. He gives us prophecy for a specific reason. The Word says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." So shame on us for not knowing this, because the knowledge that God talks about there is attainable. It's not like we've got to go, you know, looking all over the place for it. It is there before our eyes, is it not?
It is indeed, and prophecy does not begin with Jeremiah and Ezekiel. Prophecy begins in the book of Genesis, where God clearly gives the profile of what's going to happen to the Jewish people, stating how long that they're going to be in Egypt's bondage, and that they're going to come out with substance, and they're going to go to a land that's going to be theirs. This is something that began the prophecy. Prophecy begins in the book of Genesis and just escalates as it goes through to validate that God Almighty is in sovereign control of what's going on the earth. And I want to tell you, in a time of chaos in which we live right now, it's a comforting thing to know that there's an Almighty, all-knowing God who is controlling the affairs of men.
Not surprised at all with what's going on in 21st century America or the world, is he?
It's not. It's not indeed. We live in a prophetic time whenever Jerusalem is the epicenter of Bible history. People lose the essence of why Jerusalem is such an incredible part of today and tomorrow. Jerusalem is where Abraham placed Isaac on the altar on the Temple Mount, which is in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was captured by King David 3,000 years ago from the Jebusites and became the capital of Israel. Jerusalem is where Jeremiah and Isaiah penned principles of righteousness that became the moral foundations of Western civilization. Jerusalem is where Jesus Christ, the founder of Christianity, was crucified for the sins of the world by the Roman government. Jerusalem is the shoreline of eternity. Jerusalem, from this moment forward, will be the epicenter of major events that control the destiny of the world. For decades, world leaders have been trying to bring peace in the Middle East between Israel and its neighbors. And in the near future, things are going to happen in Jerusalem that will control the future destiny of the world.
Well, Pastor John, I got to tell you, when I read in your book, you say the land of Israel is the center of the world. Jerusalem, the center of the land. The Holy Temple, the center of Jerusalem. The Holy of Holies, the center of the Holy Temple. The Holy Ark, the center of the Holy of Holies. The foundation stone from which the world was established is before the Holy Ark. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you read that in his book, Earth's Last Empire, it will cause you to have a serious Salem moment. This is profound, because especially when you consider Jerusalem, of all places that God would place his name, why would he place it in Jerusalem?
he would place it in Jerusalem because that's the place where his son gave his life for the sins of the world. And that's the place that his son is going to return on the Mount of Olives and establish the final empire. The final empire is, in effect, going to be a theocracy under the authority of Jesus Christ, who will have a kingdom that shall never perish. It will be a kingdom of total peace where men will beat their swords into plowshares and study wars no more, where the prophet Isaiah said your child will be able to play in a nest of snakes. It's the, yes. He calls it cockatrice. And you will not have any concern for your child. It will be a dimension of peace our world has never known, and it's going to be a perfect peace, an eternal peace, and a kingdom that will never pass away.
And you've got to appreciate that the world, certainly controlled by Satan, understands this. When you look at Jerusalem's history, destroyed twice, besieged 23 times, attacked 52 times, captured, recaptured 44 times. What does the devil, what does the world know that maybe believers haven't apprehended yet, Pastor?
Well, the truth is that Israel and Jerusalem is God's timepiece. It's literally his clock. In the Old Testament, God establishes the fact of the year of Jubilee, and he says he measures time in 50 years. 7 times 7 is 49. It begins at the 49th year and completes at the 50th year and is called the Jubilee. Whenever the Jewish people left Jerusalem because of the Romans in 70 AD under Titus, the clock stopped ticking. But when they came back under the Balfour Commitment in 1917, the clock started ticking again. Mm-hmm. So you add 1917 to 50, and that's 1967 when Jerusalem was reunited with the State of Israel. You add 1967 with 50, which is a jubilee, and it's 2017. We have seen a year of miracles in this past year as the president announced the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It didn't establish the fact, it just recognized to the geopolitical world that Jerusalem is that capital. Then the president moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem in a very controversial decision. I was privileged to give the benediction at the dedication of the embassy at the request of Ambassador David Freeman. But 2017 was a jubilee year, and Israel has experienced something that is absolutely supernatural in this embassy being established at this point in history.
Again, reminding us of the sovereignty of God, the voice of John Hagee is who you're listening to. New York Times bestselling author, his book, Earth's Last Empire, The Final Game of Thrones. Pastor, as we wrap things up, I wish we had more time. I always enjoy our time together. What is the big takeaway that you want for the readers to get from your book?
Bill, I want every reader to be absolutely informed concerning about what is happening on the earth and what's about to happen. I want them to be comforted by the fact that God Almighty is in absolute control of the future. We are moving toward a day of global conflict that's going to be followed by 1,000 years of peace. Keep your eye on the prize that God Almighty is in absolute control.
Well, the book available at all the usual places. It will be linked and featured on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Pastor John Hagee, thank you, Pastor. God bless.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in New York City for a meeting of the United Nations General Assembly, where he's asked by reporters about the latest allegations against his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. A second woman is now making allegations of sexual misconduct back in the early 80s. President Trump tells reporters,
people who come out of the woodwork from 36 years ago and 30 years ago and never mention it, all of a sudden it happens. In my opinion, it's totally political.
In a statement, Kavanaugh strongly denies the woman's allegations that he exposed himself to her when they were at a party at Yale in the early 80s. President Trump says a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may happen soon. The president this morning citing tremendous progress in talks with the North towards denuclearizing the peninsula. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
With you here, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I do want to remind you, if you would like your very own copy, Blu-ray and DVD of God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, all you got to do, drop me an email. We'll put you in a hopper. Tell me to put you in a hopper. Give me your address as well, please. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. And you could be a winner, chicken dinner, and a Blu-ray and DVD. Why not, huh? Okay. Hey, lots going on in your world right now. Last we heard, Rod Rosenstein heading to the White House. He thinks, there's various conjectures that he's anticipating to be fired. Of course, Rod Rosenstein, it was revealed over the weekend. He said it was a joke. He was being sarcastic. I guess there was a conversation, maybe all part and parcel to this security plan that Stroke and Page had talked about. And I guess they had suggested, something had to be done to get rid of this president, that maybe the 25th Amendment could be invoked. And that is, of course, the amendment that speaks to the incompetency of a president. Generally and primarily, it was passed because, what happened in the case of John F. Kennedy when he was assassinated and incapacitated. Certainly, we ran into the situation and And, you know, certainly, you know, with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, there were times there and suggestions that maybe it was his wife that was running the government and other, you know, presidents, because, you know, this amendment was not in force, which would have seemed even before then that there would be some logical consideration. I don't understand it. But anyway, you know, that's what's there. But anyway, it was tossed up. And thrown out there, and I guess what Rod Rosenstein's response was is, you know, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to go in and wear a wire? Well, of course, we don't understand the context fully of that conversation. You know, like anything else in this world, in the court of public opinion, anything is suggested. And of course, you know, in the midst of what really comes down is Jerome Corsi identified it as a coup attempt on our government that, you know, everybody's a bit skittish about this. So it's like one of those things. It's like going to the airport and, you know, joking about a bomb. You don't joke about a bomb. Well, you certainly don't joke about going and wearing a wire on the president of the United States, go in with a meeting to build a case for incompetency. I mean, come on. I mean, with all this stuff with Bob Woodward and all the other suggestions, Donald Trump's out of the norm. Okay, let's face it. He's not a politician. We didn't hire him. We didn't vote for him to be president of the United States to be another politician. We wanted a businessman in there, and he is shaking things up. And you knew this going in, that a lot of people were going to be upset, as we discussed last week, that many people, okay, organizations, big organizations, I mean, with lots of money, they're living very well off the incompetency of our government and the largeness of said institution. Because you can't manage it. It's impossible. As we were talking about Eddie Scarry earlier. You know, they don't even know how many people work for the government. That's how messed up this is, right? And we've got money and, you know, and reports, you know, Tom Coburn, Senator Coburn, when he was a senator, would turn out his annual waste books. And the last one I remember was like $450 billion of duplicative waste. This is what exists in our government today. It is absolutely crazy. Well, look, we've got a former FBI agent on with us, Jack Owen, a 30-year veteran of the FBI, author of PAC, a novel, Don't Shoot, We're Republicans, and Watchmen, JFK's Last Ride. And I want to bring him on right now. Jack, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, thank you for having me on the show, Bill. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Well, I want to talk about your article, The Cold War Never Ended. But before we do, there's quite a shakeup, breaking news right now regarding Rod Rosenstein and the information that came out over the weekend about him. You know, he was joking about wearing a wire going in to, you know, to see the president. And right now there's varied reports that he's expecting to be fired, quite possibly. And this is on the heels of what, maybe a week or two ago, President Trump was saying how much he had, you know, he had improved his relationship with Rod Rosenstein and his confidence in him had increased. But this is, you know, this is something that's pretty radical. And you being a former FBI agent, I'd be curious to get your take on this.
Well, in a lighter vein, although this is a serious matter, I'm puzzled why the president would put credence in an article from the, as he terms it, the fake news failing New York Times. Mm-hmm. Rosenstein has denied this. I know a reporter, a very highly esteemed reporter from the Times, broke this story. I've been following it, and I heard before you called that Rosenstein had been summoned to the White House. Do you know if he's arrived there yet?
No, he's still, from what I understand, he's still on his way, hasn't arrived there. And, of course, President Trump, I believe, is at the United Nations, so he's not going to be meeting with Trump. So there must be some back-channel conversation between the president and John Kelly. And maybe that's who he's going to meet with John Kelly, to, you know, because supposedly this was another report that Rosenstein had tendered his resignation to John Kelly over the weekend.
Okay. I had not heard that across the wires. Mm-hmm. Rosenstein may be going to be fired before he gets a chance to resign, I guess.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is that even if it's a case where, you know, as you say, and this is the conflict, because President Trump has referred to the New York Times as the failing fake news, and so, yeah. You know, he wants his cake and eat it too, and this president can have it, I guess, because he is the president of the free world, and so yeah. The United States, so he can get away with this stuff. So at one point he discredits the Times, the next time he does, and I think it's a matter of, you know, and here we are. We're dealing with this on Kavanaugh as well. It's like, you know, where is the truth in all this stuff? And we get everybody's emotions all whipped up. And, of course, for President Trump, I mean, he is, you know, he's walking a tight wire here because we got Rosenstein at the Justice Department. And, oh, yeah, we have this special counsel going on. And anything that the president could do over there, whether it has to do with Jeff Sessions or Rosenstein now, you know, is this going to open up some possibility for the Mueller team to say, oh, well, the president is colluding here. This is a conspiracy. And, you know, and now we add more emotion to the flame here.
I suppose that could happen, Bill. Mueller could perhaps look on this as obstruction of justice, trying to fire those who are heading the investigation. I don't know how the president will set this in terms of why he fired Rosenstein, if indeed that's what he does. Well, he'll have to have a reason.
Well, it seems like what this is all coming down to, and I'm a businessman, Jack, and, you know, when you find out that you have people in your organization that aren't on the same team, that's not to say everybody's got to be, you know, lockstep or anything like that. You want people with differing ideas, but if you're not at least focused on the end game and, you know, somebody is looking, you know, like being a football player, you go, well, the end zone's to the north, but all of a sudden they got a better idea to find the end zone in the South, well, then they probably shouldn't be part of the team, right?
Right. That's right, Bill. You're talking about moving the goalpost. You know, there's no constitutional right to be an FBI agent. I was an agent for 30 years, and I did what I was told. I was ordered to do something, I did it, and reported to my field supervisor and to FBI headquarters.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is structure, and to this point, you know, Jack, and I feel for the downline FBI agents who are all infected by this disease that seems to be at the top, as best we can tell. But, you know, like in any organization, this stuff has a way of seeping down, and this might be a time where President Trump finally clears house and says, okay, we've got to clear house, and maybe for the rest of the agents down line to do some soul searching to make sure that, you know, they're wearing the right home jersey, right? And that we all agree where the goalpost is. Jack Owens is with us. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with Jack after this.
Care for your mom or dad, but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Say free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, it's that easy. That's all you got to do. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our conversation with Jack Owens continues. Jack is a 30-year veteran of the FBI and author, and we're going to be talking about the Cold War never ending, in case you may have thought it had, and it's somehow some surprise to you that the Russians' propaganda machine and their look-see into our government to do whatever they can do to fiddle. And, oh, yeah, by the way, it's not just the Russians. But we'll get on that a little bit more. But to wrap things up a little bit, as it stands right now, Jack, this situation with Rod Rosenstein, you know, this is this is going to be quite explosive, and this is what we can count on out of D.C. It's just been one episode after another. We've been very target focused on the Kavanaugh hearing, and you know, he said, she said type of situation, and something that has a lot of fire and emotions on it right now, because the left is doing everything they can. The last thing they want to happen in their world is another conservative judge on the Supreme Court.
During my career, Bill, I did numerous background investigations, and my specialty doing these investigations involved the judiciary, federal mm-hmm. judges. I did a lot of them. And it's not that the FBI, in this case, with Judge Kavanaugh, wants to open up a case involving sexual problems or abuse. That's not the FBI's jurisdiction. The mm-hmm. jurisdiction hangs on doing a background, and whatever the agents uncover doing the backgrounds, Bill, it's like peeling an onion. You finally get down to the core, and you have it all.
Mm-hmm. But with each layer of the onion, you're going to see patterns. I would suspect that with somebody who has this in their past, there are other connections that would demonstrate this. I am not aware. You are the
FBI experienced agent. You would know this better than I would. I would go with your gut. I'll default to that. But my logic would tell me, as in the case of others, like a Weinstein or even a former president, that there begins to you begin to see a pattern. And there are witnesses to that pattern and substantiation to that. Judge Kavanaugh went through six of these FBI background checks. You would have thought that something would have come out before then, even, you know, back to high school, would it not?
Yes, and you raise a good point, Bill. These background investigations do go back that far, and they go back to high school. And you find a witness and you interview everyone in that witness's orbit and move on to the next interview. There can be dozens of interviews regarding a single point. I would have thought during these previous investigations, when you ask people about Judge Kavanaugh's integrity and his conduct, his temperament, that probably something would have come up. But since the FBI didn't know about these allegations, no specific questions would have been asked about the allegations about this high school party and Dr. Ford.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jack, let me ask you. I mean, the Democrats have been calling for the FBI to do an investigation on this. And of course, you know, the mainstream media has been running with this, but there is the rule of law. Though we are in the arena of public opinion where due process is thrown out the window and you're now guilty, forget about any presumption of innocence because that's the way the public square works. But the FBI and other institutions that are associated with the law have to follow the law. So, as you said earlier, clearly, this is not in the purview of the FBI. My understanding is that if there was going to be anything, you know, because I guess there's no statute of limitations when it comes to, you know, any kind of sexual abuse or attack or anything like that, that she had every right to take it to the local authorities in Maryland, and she chose not to do that. But she wants the FBI to be involved, as to make the FBI look bad, like they're not doing their job, or that the Republicans are blocking the FBI from doing a job that they would otherwise, you know, take up.
During my career, Bill, I learned from dealing with primarily local law enforcement that the sexual abuse crimes are the most underreported crimes you could possibly deal with. Women are afraid to come forward, many of them are, and it's because they fear being accused of doing something wrong or lying. So they don't say anything. That was my experience during my three decades in law enforcement.
Don't you have a little bit of that, I guess maybe psychological impact that takes place to where you're really not sure, did it really happen? You start questioning yourself. Are you making more to do? I mean, it's one thing if you were actually raped, if you're, you know, accosted in the manner to which Dr. Ford is talking about, still serious nonetheless. But still, trying to put ourselves in a female's mind to go, okay, how, you know, did you question yourself? And especially when you're 30 some years down the road, this is really tough. And of course, there's something to be drawn out from all this. And maybe, because, and especially because of the hashtag Me Too movement, we're going to have more cases like this. We've already seen it even before the hashtag Me Too, you know, the Duke lacrosse team and what happened to those young men, their reputation sullied because of false premise. Another gal on a college campus dragging a mattress around claiming that she had been, you know, been raped and abused. And then you find out that that wasn't the case. I mean, this really puts at risk those women who have legitimate complaints and that should be heard. But I guess we're just going to have to take them one at a time, huh, Jack?
Yeah, I think so, Bill. That's the way the Bureau does it. Your listeners should keep this in mind. The FBI does not ever, in these background reports, give an opinion about anything. We simply present the results of the interviews, and FBI agents do a lot of interviews in many different areas. I was always very suspicious, Bill, of someone recalling details that far back. There should be holes and gaps in the testimony and the results of the interview. You could see how that could happen. I mean, if we think about our daily lives, I can't remember what I did last Thursday, much less 36 years ago. But there should be gaps in the memory. Also, something that's very different about this is the third party being present during the alleged sexual abuse. That usually isn't the case. It's usually just two people involved, the victim and the perpetrator.
Well, she suggests that there were two people, including Mr. Judge. There was another person, and they both deny any recall of this so ever. And, of course, over the weekend, Judge Kavanaugh, being the kind of person that he is, he had copies of his calendar that he's presented to the committee, to Senator Grassley, going, here's my calendars. Here's what I wasn't even home most of the summer. You know, kind of deal. I mean, it's just like, wow. It's just, you know, Jack, I guess in all this, and, you know, because there are lots of cases like this that investigators check into. And when you get into that situation, you have to make a decision to say, you know, is this, first of all, is it plausible? Can you win a case here, barring an admission of guilt, this kind of deal? And sometimes I imagine because of the lack of evidence and corroboration and all that, you have to tell the victim, now look, I'm very sorry for all that you've endured, but it's just not going to be worth it. You're not going to win the case. But you say that's not the FBI's job.
That's right. We don't have opinions unless, as we frequently do, when we present investigations to the United States Attorney for possible prosecution, the United States Attorney will read the results of our interviews and may ask me, say, as a single agent, a case agent, what do you think, Jack? What do you think?
Right.
And I was asked that question many times. Many times I just based my answer on what I thought the evidence preponderance of evidence was. It's not a criminal matter in terms of reasonable doubt. You just have to use your gut sometimes and give it an opinion, and the United States Attorney can run with it or not.
Yeah. Well, for me, I'm going to yield to somebody with your kind of experience, to your opinion. I'm definitely going to hold some credence behind it because you know things. I mean, Jack, I've been very blessed to visit with, you know, many FBI agents, law enforcement, and it's amazing. It's like they're gifted to do that job because they have such a discernment where they can, within short order, size up a situation. And, boy, I'll tell you, I have found them to be more right than wrong.
Thank you for saying that, Bill. I felt that way about my colleagues when I was an agent for 30 years. Terrific people, patriots. There was a strong anti-communist influence in that when agents were hired during the Cold War. I was hired by J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, wow.
And one of the things he wanted to know was, is Jack Owens an anti-communist? And I sure was. It was in my background, and they found it. I wanted to get at the throats of the Soviet Union for what they were doing to America and their attacks on the West. And we did. I love being in the Bureau. I love the people I work with. I respected them.
Well, Jack, we got to have you back. We're going to talk more about it down the road. Jack Owens on Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond.